Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The eviction moratorium in Austin and Travis County is set to expire soon, and some are saying that that could have some big problems, could create a lot of problems here for a lot of people in Central Texas. Here to talk about that as well as some other issues with the Salvation Army is Jason Whaley. He's with Salvation Army Austin. If you want to find out more information, salvationarmyaustin.org. Jason, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. It's kind of gloomy outside. And as we're recording this, it's Thursday, April the 29th. And it's my understanding that the city moratorium on evictions is set to expire, I guess, May 1st. And then I think June 30th for the federal moratorium on evictions. Are those numbers about right? Are those dates about right?
Yes, that's exactly what we've heard and how we understand it. Now, of course, all of that is subject to change. But That's exactly what they have in place at the moment.
Yeah, and that May 1st date means really all that is subject to change before you and I even get this on the air this weekend.
No, exactly, and it's very troublesome, you know, not just for the Salvation Army, but for a lot of other nonprofits here in Central Texas who will be facing, you know, a tsunami of, you know, people that become homeless and, you know, weren't expecting to before and have received some financial aid, but now, you know, with this eviction notice coming to an end, it could be a very scary situation.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a better way to do that, because it seems like flipping the switch might, as you said, be incredibly difficult, because overnight these people are going to get eviction notices right away. And I don't know maybe if there's a different way or a better way that they can resolve that. You know, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Oh, sure. And you know, it's interesting, too, because the biggest way for people to succeed and to stay away from chronic homelessness is, you know, and it seems like it's common sense, but a lot of people don't really think of it in these terms, but it's actually having, first and foremost, a place to live. And so that's where it gets tricky, right? Because with the amount of people that could become homeless if they get evicted, that's going to create, you know, a surplus of people, obviously, and there won't be enough shelter to support that number of people. So it's a very daunting situation for a lot of us in the city who work with these issues every year, and that's actually why we've partnered with the City of Austin and some other nonprofits, and we're going to be performing a public education campaign just to help with all these issues that are on the horizon.
Jason, I can't think of anything that's maybe more destabilizing for somebody than losing their home or a place to go. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do, and I would say before I came to the Salvation Army, I might have had a different answer, but now, you know, I'm very involved with the homeless community, and I'm very involved with our shelters as well, and to see families, to see single women who have been, you know, part of domestic abuse come in with their three children that have been living out of their car for, you know, months, it's very disturbing, to say the least. Now, that being said, you also see the good things that happen once they've been in shelter, and we give them the resources they need, of course, to get their life back together. But it really is troubling, and again, we're seeing this to a greater degree you know, because of the pandemic and because of a lot of other issues as well. So it's, it's very troubling.
And you mentioned that if the moratorium on evictions were allowed to expire kind of overnight, it would overwhelm the shelters here in Austin and Central Texas. Are the shelters already overwhelmed, or is there a little bit of capacity? Is there room for people, just probably not enough to support, you know, to take all these people in if the moratorium is allowed to expire, but are the shelters operating at full capacity on any given day?
Sure, and that's, you know, that's a little bit of a tricky question, simply because due to COVID protocols, the capacities have all been reduced at all the shelters. Now, that being said, though, there's a wait list now for every shelter, and as you can imagine, that wait list will only grow exponentially, you know, when all these evictions start happening. So the fear is, yes, I mean, we are already taxed for a number of reasons, but again, it's going to get pretty bad when these evictions do happen.
And there's a lot of circumstances, I guess, and you're far more of an expert on it than I am, that lead to homelessness. I can only speculate that mental health is a problem, addiction is a problem, but I'm curious about economic circumstances, like these job layoffs we're talking about. How big of a problem is that this year compared to other years, and is that number trending in the wrong direction?
Well, interestingly enough, it's a twofold problem, because as you're well aware, Austin is booming. It is one of the hottest real estate markets in the country. The problem with that is that wages are not keeping up with the increase in rents. And so even if you have an okay job, pretty soon you're not being able to afford the same apartment or the same house that you've been in for years. And so that can create homeless issues, especially if you don't have other resources like friends or family that you could stay with or till you can figure out something else. So I think a lot of times the misperception is that a majority of homeless people are, you know, addicted or have mental problems. That certainly is a part of it, but there are so many more people than there used to be that are a victim of circumstance, be it through the pandemic, losing their jobs that way, or a variety of other issues, including the increase in rents here in Austin.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Jason Whaley from the Salvation Army Austin. If you want to find out more information about what they do, you can do it on their website, salvationarmyaustin.org. And you mentioned the domestic abuse was a factor sometimes for women and families. Are you seeing a lot more women, children, families, or is it men? Who are you taking into the shelters with the Salvation Army more these days?
Sure. So we have three shelters here in Austin, two family shelters and one that's just for individuals, both men and women. And combined, those three, I would say close to 80% of those that we house are women and children. And on top of that, a majority of the women that come into our shelters were victims of domestic violence. So it's a very heartbreaking situation, and again, it's a situation that we see on the rise in terms of the amount of women and children that are needing to seek emergency shelter.
You have the Rathgabers Center for Families, and you also have another shelter for men. Is that right?
Well, actually, the downtown shelter, that shelters single men and single women.
Okay.
And then we also have the Austin Shelter for Women and Children, which is actually just across the street from the Rathgabers Center, essentially. And both of those help, you know, all families. And that's the other nice thing about the Rathgabers Center is it's the only shelter in Central Texas that also takes men. So if it's a husband and wife and two children, they can stay together as opposed to the husband having to go to the downtown shelter, which used to be the case.
Yeah, and maybe you can talk about how important it is to keep families together when possible, because I can only imagine that would be the case. To separate a father from the kids, well, I think we've seen that play out in many communities, that's not a good idea. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. We use a system called trauma-informed care, and that trauma, all the studies have shown that when you take the father out of the equation, especially for a shelter-type situation, it increases the children's trauma level, which, of course, affects grades. It affects their mental health. It affects so many other problems, or so many other issues. And so we've tried to address that with the Rathgaber Center, and it's a pretty big facility. We have phase one and phase two. So, you know, we also offer counseling among other services. So we really try to address those things on the front end so it doesn't increase the trauma that a child would face being homeless.
And Jason, there had been programs where I guess the city of Austin and maybe the county, Travis, maybe some other counties and some other governmental entities were offering rental assistance. Is there still rental assistance money available from some programs? And if so, do you help people get in touch with that?
Absolutely. So one interesting thing is we also have a Williamson County Service Center. And we've had to hire 9 additional employees to handle the avalanche of requests for rental and utility assistance. And that's continuing on with through the CARES Act, which is federal funding. And that's something that we encourage people who live in Williamson County who are experiencing these types of issues is to contact us, because we will help you get that federal funding so that you can stay in your home. Now, in terms of the city of Austin and Travis County, the best thing to do is to go to the City of Austin's website. You can also go to ours, and we have an entire section on the type of help that's available through the City of Austin. So it's there's a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of things that people can take advantage of to help them in this situation, because it's way better for people to, again, get that help so they don't become homeless, because that's where the system takes over and it becomes very expensive and it becomes very traumatic, of course, for those that are involved.
And Jason, you mentioned the Salvation Army shelters were operating at a limited capacity. How much longer, this may not be a fair question, how much longer do you think that will be the case? And again, if it's not a fair question, you can just say so.
Yeah, so I quite honestly, I don't have the answer to that. The only thing I will say is that, you know, through vaccinations and some other things, we are seeing, you know, lower numbers in terms of the amount of infections and that sort of thing. And so my hope is that, you know, we can increase those capacities in the coming months. But as of now, I wouldn't have a number or an exact time when that will happen.
You also, at the Salvation Army, you operate an adult rehab center, right?
That's correct. So, and it's all part of the Salvation Army, but they're a different entity from us in that, you know, our main focus here at Area Command is, of course, our 3 shelters. Now, the family stores, that's essentially where people come in and they donate furniture, and then all of the sales from that goes to, we have an actual rehab center for those addicted to drug and alcohol. And it's a huge program. It's very successful, and we help a lot of people through that end of the Salvation Army. So it's been very successful, and of course, you know, we have 3 stores in the Austin area, so it's been a big part of how we help those who are really struggling in our community.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, because I made the maybe accusation that mental health, addiction, and economic pitfalls were all causes of homelessness. And I wanted to point out to anybody who didn't know that you're addressing at least 2 of the 3 of those issues with your with the centers.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, part of the problem is, though, I will say this, is that, and while that is true, while mental health and addiction issues, you know, do make up proportion of those who are experiencing homelessness, there's so many more people that absolutely do not fall into that category. And that's where our shelters come into play. That's where we help those people, and again, give them the resources, just like you would at a, you know, rehabilitation center where you help them conquer their addictions. At our shelters, of course, we help people overcome their financial issues and other barriers that they may have to finding, you know, permanent and stable housing. So we try to, you know, address this problem from a multitude of ways. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that at a high clip, because as it stands right now, more than 80% of the people who enter our family shelters go on to find stable and permanent housing. So it's, you know, it's a balance for sure, but we're bracing ourselves regardless once the moratorium is lifted.
Jason, Salvation Army Austin, you guys do a lot of great work here in Austin. If somebody is moved to help, if somebody can hear this and they want to get involved, how do they do that? Are we talking about donations, shop at the store, or volunteerism? What's the best way Central Texas can help you with the mission?
Absolutely, and really you have a one-stop shop of information, and that is SalvationArmyAustin.org. We have information there on how to donate. We also have a lot of volunteer information, other ways to get involved with the Salvation Army. It's all right there, and you can find pretty much anything you're looking for if you're so moved to support the Salvation Army here in Austin.
And Jason, I'll give you the last 30 seconds we've got. What is it we didn't get to? What would you like to add, or what would you just like to say to Central Texas?
Sure. So I will also say this. We have a couple of great events coming up. One is Swing for Austin. We used to have a golf tournament, but you know, with the pandemic, that kind of went away. So we're doing it at Topgolf, which is a really unique. It's not golf as most people know it, of course.
No, it's more fun.
More fun, yeah. You don't really have to be that great. It's like a giant pinball machine where no matter where you hit the ball, you're probably going to score some points. And so Joe Ogilvy, one of our local golf pros here in Austin, is actually on our board, and he's going to be helping out with that. We'll have a lot of neat activities, and you can still go to our website now and sign up to be a part of that wonderful event. And that will be on May 13th.
Jason Whaley with the Salvation Army Austin. It's SalvationArmyAustin.org. If you want to help out, volunteer, or make a donation, SalvationArmyAustin.org. And again, Jason, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.